I am going to give you your feedback on your draft learning activities written assignment from Module 3 in this audio podcast. And I just wanted to mention that I have created an entry for everyone in the class, sort of with some general feedback that everyone should listen to as it applies in general to everyone in the course. It's things like approaches to discussion, labeling things, the class community areas, and so forth. And so in addition to this individual feedback, I just want to make sure that you're aware of and that you take some time to listen to that podcast as well. None of them are really more than 10 minutes long, so it shouldn't be too much of a burden to listen to. So I have reviewed your draft, and I see, you have given me the framework for each of your modules, including the badging logic for each of the different levels and types of badges in your course, which I think is brilliant. And so, you have done a tremendous amount of work in thinking through that logic. And I just, general reaction is, wow, this looks amazing. And I saw your mind map about, where you detailed out the different categories of badges that's associated with the Community of Inquiry framework, as well as the different levels of badges associated with different grades for your course. And like I said in one of the other feedbacks that I gave you, I just think it's brilliant. I love that it's tied to the Community of Inquiry and how you are framing it in terms of types of roles in the course associated with the grades, all culminating in the cognitive presence with, the top of that being an art historian, and how that ties in with identity and developing the identity as an art historian, I think is absolutely brilliant. In this assignment, it's really hard for me to understand and assess and give you feedback on, the different modules and the different activities that the students will be doing. And because this is really an outline framework without content, so I understand that in each module they'll be reading from a textbook, there'll be some sort of lecture material or content presentation. You're going to do some quizzes, and they're going to have options to either teach the class something or reply to the teaching the class essays. I don't really understand speaking image wiki annotations. I don't really understand what that activity is, and I don't understand in full what the final project is all about. And then I understand that there are some badge specific activities that will be in the course. I don't know if those are in each module or just in general, as sort of running alongside the activities of the course, which include the glossary contributions and the collaborative study guide. I love that you're giving options, and I love that you're having collaborative activities. Again, there's mention here of the Speaking Image Wiki, which I'm not really sure. I don't really understand that. The research source material contributions, also don't really understand the nature of that. The Group Speaking Image Wiki, I don't really understand the nature of that. Peer confirmations of glossary, study guide, and source materials, I'm assuming, has something to do with the peer assessments of these contributions in some way or another. So, I roughly understand the logic. I roughly understand the structure. No, I thoroughly understand the structure, but I don't understand the specifics of each module and the context for each module, which is what this assignment is intended to do. And so I understand that, this course that you're designing is complex with this added layer of a badging system. So I can appreciate that. I really would like to see how it is that you will be how it is that you will be dealing with the actual presentation of the content and the design of the actual activities and what those are going to be, what those are going to look like module to module, what the titles are and how you're going to label things. And so that's sort of what I am giving feedback on in this particular activity. I don't have any suggestions really or any recommendations for you at this stage. Seeing it in this outline form, it looks logical, it looks, you know, very thoroughly thought through, comprehensive, and extremely interesting. And I can't wait to actually see how it looks in your, you know, how you end up actually designing it in your course. If you could, you know, create another draft that helps to see how each module or chunk of the course is going to actually look for this assignment, you could do that, or just go ahead and start working in your course, because I want you to have as much time as possible to actually do the design work in your course and not, you know, take time to redraft this, you know, in a way that I could react to more. You know, I think if you wanted to do that, you could, but only if you feel it will be helpful for you. Otherwise, you know, don't take the time. Go ahead and begin working in your course. I think at this point, you know, like I said, I'm just extremely impressed with effort and with the whole badging logic and approach and design, and like I said, I can't wait to see how you actually designed it into the course with all of your course materials and your modules. I had mentioned to you in some other assignment, I think it was the module learning activity, the module written assignment, you know, that I thought 15 modules was too much, and I know that you tried and I to get it down to a more manageable number, and that your rationale was that it was already complex with the badging elements and you wanted to make it less confusing for students. But my gut says, Linda, that 15 modules is will make it more confusing for the students. But you know, that's just my sense. So if I had any feedback at all, it would be that it's just, you know, a gut feeling from years of looking at courses. Just feels like it's, that is in and of itself is overwhelming to the student, just to see 15 content modules, and then trying to do all of that work in a week also seems daunting to me. And you know, I just haven't really ever seen that work well. So I'm curious, and allow for the possibility that, you know, there are other ways to do things. And I'm looking forward, you know, I'm trusting that you have, you know, thought this through and come to considered conclusions and decisions, and I would like you to go with those. You got to trust your own gut and your own sense of this with all the experience that you have. So I am willing and eager to see how this all turns out in your course. And like I said, you've done a tremendous job thinking this through with this whole badging element. So well done, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in your course.